This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. That's right. That's the time of year we have here at WNRN. I'm Rick Moore. This is the Sunday just before Christmas. One of my favorite Sundays of the year here at WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Why? Because it's that time of year. What time of year? Lights, please. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be told all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God into the highest, and unto earth peace, goodwill, and toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And it's also what Christmas is all about here at WNRN. Good music, good times, and Santa. So throughout the hour today, Santa will visit. The Grinch will be read. And we'll have a good time. We'll do that, we'll read The Grinch in just a minute, but a lot of folks unfamiliar with how we get Santa in here for the hour. Well, it's pretty easy because Rusty's here, so Santa always has to come check up on Rusty. But let's take that reading, let's make that Santa phone call, we'll do one early. Are you ready, Santa? I'm always ready. Hello? Is this Sean's mother?
This is Sean's mother.
Is Sean there?
He certainly is. Here he is. Sean, it's for you.
Hello, Sean.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling because you know what's coming soon, don't you?
Christmas.
Christmas! Christmas! Christmas is almost here! It's my favorite day of the year! How about you? What's your favorite day of the year?
Christmas.
Well, we're almost ready, so I'm calling to check and see what I should pack in the sleigh for you. What would you like?
A couple of Lego Minecraft sets. It doesn't matter how much, and the Emmett's Construction on Mac.
Emmett's Construction Mac. The Lego set?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh,
I think we have some of those. Oh, I think we can do that. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been very nice this year. We'll put that in the sleigh. Oh, I'm so happy we can do that for you. Oh, yes. Okay. You stay good, you stay nice for the rest of the year, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sean. Okay, just a few more nights before Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now you be good. Oh, I've got many more children to call, okay? So you be good, and you give your mother a hug. All right, okay. So bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Santa will call several other kids during the hour. Ooh, Santa's gonna go take a quick break. But there you go. That's how we do it here at WNRN on the holiday Sunday just before Christmas. We have Elf Melissa out front helping. Melissa, do you want a holiday elf name? Tingle Toes? Twinkle Toes? By the way, in case you weren't aware, we are listening to the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This is A Charlie Brown Christmas in the background. We started off with Christmas is Coming. Number nine track on the disc. Hope everyone's gotten their shopping done here. If you haven't, if you're riding around, we're going to read How the Grinch Stole Christmas in just a second. After we make this next phone call, we're going to read How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But first, Santa's going to talk to one more kid.
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is this Santa?
Santa's calling to talk to Logan.
Oh, here she is.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Hi, Logan. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you excited?
Yes.
It's so close to the big day, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I know I have so much to do. How about you?
No.
No, not so much?
Only on vacation.
Oh, but still, you have so much waiting to do, don't you?
Yes.
That's very hard. It's hard to wait when you're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sneaking around looking at presents, are you?
No.
No. Please don't. That's not good. That puts you on the naughty list if we see you sneaking around. What can we get you? What can we get you for Christmas?
A wubble bubble?
Okay, that's new.
I didn't hear you tell me that before. You know what I thought when I was looking and I was listening to you? I heard Frozen. I heard Frozen movie toys.
Yeah.
Would you still like some of those?
Yeah.
Oh, Logan. I have some Frozen movie toys for you. Would you still like some?
Yes.
Now, you know, your house, when we come to visit you, you're about halfway on the trip. I'm going to be very hungry. Can you leave me some cookies?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Chocolate milk, too.
Oh, I love chocolate milk. You know what the problem is with chocolate milk?
What?
That's what gives me such a big belly. But I love it so much. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, I have many other children to call. But Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Logan, I love you.
Love you too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Santa.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
And that's how we do it here at WNRN. Not everybody can get Santa to come visit you.
Support for WNRN today comes from employee-owned Valley Subaru Volkswagen and the following underwriters. Sedona Tap House, serious food, and over 500 craft beers at 1035 Millmont Street, Charlottesville, behind Barracks Road Shopping Center. Sedona Tap House hosts Seafood Sunday with fresh, hand-cut, wood-grilled fish on special, plus a craft beer seminar and tasting at 1 p.m. 434-296-BEER or SedonaTapHouse.com. You can also find Sedona Tap House in Westchester Commons, Midlothian.
Lexington Rockbridge Area Tourism and the City of Buena Vista, promoting the natural wonders, great American heroes, and charming towns of the Rockbridge area. Information at LexingtonVirginia.com and CelebrateBuenaVista.org.
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing. T&N Printing can be reached at t-nprinting.com.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find a way to stop Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. And they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
And then he'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And more the Grinch thought of this Who's Christmas sing, and the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
giddy up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All the windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air, all the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care, when he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one.
The old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Whose stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings,
he grinned, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorns, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, and the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
And he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's Feast. He took the Who Pudding. He took the Roast Beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who Hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, thin little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
Why, my sweet little tot,
the fake Santa Claus lied,
there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
And his fib fooled the child, and he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed, and when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went up the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's houses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Hoo-poo to the Who! He was grinchously humming. They'll find out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear.
So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be sad, but it was merry. Very. There, down at Whoville, the Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or another. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so?
It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day, and minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight. He whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. My apologies for the tunage. I'm not sure I can see that I tapped the right button. But anyway, that was The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel. CD. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's actually pretty cool. You can purchase that, narrated by Boris Karloff. Produced by Chuck Jones. Ted Geisel, album produced by Jesse Gay. You, we made no money on that here at WNRN. Santa will be returning in seconds.
is WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. December 21st, Santa Claus visiting the station. 1129 as we make some calls. Looks like we might have a couple open slots. I know we've already taken a phone call. Melissa's here. We have Santa, are you ready? Hello, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Is this Jefferson's mom?
It is. Hi, Santa.
Yes, it is. Is he there?
He is. Let me get him. It's Santa Claus, JP.
Hi.
Hello! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, too.
How are you feeling today?
What?
Are you excited?
Yeah, really excited.
Almost Christmas time.
Yeah, just 4 days. I can't wait.
So, we're packing things up, and we want to make sure we include everybody.
You too.
What can we put? What can we put on the sleigh for you?
I'll send you my list.
Whoa! I don't know if we have time. We have so many people. How about
Okay, I'll tell you it.
How about a Red Razor scooter?
Yeah.
Or what else?
A hockey set.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
How about
light up wheels red?
How about for Graham? You have a younger brother. Your younger brother Graham.
Oh, that's not it. I have more stuff on my list.
well,
my mom will tell you it.
We should think about other people, though, right?
A microscope.
Well, we have to make sure we get everybody. All right, Jefferson. Well, give me one thing to bring Graham to. All right.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
I want Legos.
We can probably find some Legos.
Legos are
great.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. Merry Christmas to your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 11:33 on the wake-up call. Santa visiting today. Thank you.
you'd like us to call someone, please be realistic about it. Make sure that the child that you'd like us to call is phone capable. And no pranks. It's too valuable. The phone space is too valuable. And you need to get through to us as we're finishing one phone call. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of time open. So as we're finishing one phone call, you might want to dial us up and see if you can catch Melissa before she puts her next phone call out. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I'm trying to reach Jackson!
Jackson, hold on!
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Jackson! How are you?
Good.
I have you on my nice list. Are you staying on that for 4 more days?
Uh-huh.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. And what's your phone number, Santa?
Oh, we don't give out the phone number to the North Pole. We'd always be busy answering the phone.
Oh.
We'd never get anything done.
Okay.
We have so many toys to make. What can we make for you? What can we bring you?
I want Jake and the Neverland Pirates Buccaneer Blast.
Oh, my. I don't know if we have any left. You know what I have down here? I'm looking at my list. Hold on. Let me get to Thomas. Hold. Oh, my gosh. This list gets longer every year. Thomas. I get to the T's. S-S-T. T. Thomas. Oh, Jackson, wait, Jackson. Oh, I have Thomas Toys for Jackson.
Yes.
Would that be good?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was in the T's, Thomas Toys for Jackson. What do you think about that? All right, so what?
No, but I think I could,
What else can we get you? I think you've been nice. We can find more. We can find more than one gift for you.
But, and I got Thomas Avalanche Escape Set.
Oh, an Avalanche Escape Set. Oh, my.
The killer just took it apart.
Oh, no. That sounds exciting. And you've been that good all year? You've been that nice and that nice and well-behaved all year?
Yes.
All year? I have notes here. What about that time on July 17th when you didn't go to bed as you were told to do? Oh, wait. But I have also here on that time on August 5th, 6th, 9th, 12th, 14th, 17th, and 21st, when you were extra helpful to your mom. Okay, that sounds wonderful. I think you get an extra present. Good job, Jackson. Extra good job. Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! And you be good for the next 4 days, okay?
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas, Jackson, and Merry Christmas to your whole family.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is our Santa show here on WNRN. According to Melissa, we have three outgoing calls, 20 minutes. So if you would like Santa to call someone, now is the time. Because I'm going to take our break. And we can fit one more into the schedule. If you want to call us right now while we're taking this break, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Now's the time. And we can probably fit in one more call.
Our members are joined by the following underwriters in their support of WNRN.
McGrady's Irish Pub on Grady Avenue, a veteran-owned sports pub under new ownership and management. McGrady's new menu holds a variety of loaded baked potatoes and Blarney Stone steaks. McGrady's supports local charities, hosts trivia on Tuesdays and ladies' night on Wednesdays, and is dedicated to getting everyone a safe ride home. McGrady'sIrishPub.com.
Route 11 Potato Chips, celebrating 20 years of making all-natural, kettle-cooked potato chips in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Route 11 Potato Chips offers flavors like Chesapeake Crab and Dill Pickle, all cooked in sunflower oil in an environmentally friendly facility. Information for retail outlets and fry viewings is at rt11.com.
Sarasand Tile, designing, consulting, and installing kitchen and bathroom tile and granite countertops in Central Virginia. Sarasand Tile can help you turn your house into a home. Sarasand Tile's new showroom is open at 1226 Harris Street. For residential or commercial, small or large projects, sarasandtile.com.
Specialty Beverage of Virginia, distributors of the Crispin Cider Company, the California cidery that brings you their original apple, blackberry pear, brown slane, English dry, and artisanal series ciders. Crispin Cider Company uses fresh pressed juice to make their award-winning ciders. Crispin can be found wherever world-class beer is sold.
Hi, I'm Kayla Somerville, Director of Computers for Kids. C4K is a nonprofit serving low-income middle and high school students who live in the city of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. We provide after-school technology training through one-on-one mentoring in a vibrant learning environment. If you have 1 hour a week and basic computer skills, you can make the difference in the life of a youth. Be a hero. Change your life. Mentor a child. Start now by visiting Computers for Kids at computers4kids.net. I'm Kayla Somerville, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Spirit of Christmas with you. Oh, I recognize that sometimes the consumerism or the difficult spirit of others as you fight for a parking space or the proper discount at your big box shopping location. They make that difficult. Or the very long list of things to get done. add a little stress to our holiday time. Let's see. We do have someone on the line for Santa.
Detailed message. I'll be happy to return your call as soon as possible. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Well, looks like we lost our call, so hang on for a few moments. Enjoy our Vince Guaraldi trio. We do have a couple spaces open. By the way, 11:45 here on the wake-up call. Drew Thompson just wandered in. Les Tempsterdew up next. Some people ask me, why do you do this show? Maybe not at that snarky tone. You know, when I was, I don't know how old I was, six, and Santa Claus called me. I think that was one of the most amazing phone calls that I ever got. And it just stuck with me. It was just so cool that Santa Claus called me to check up on me, to make sure that I was behaving, to take the time to make that moment. And I've always remembered it. It just in my memory, it just was something special. And so the fact that however tired Santa's voice may be, it feels, it's a show that I look forward to doing, to call out. And the number of times that kid on the other end tells Santa that he loves, he or she loves Santa, is well worth the effort and the time that goes into scratching and ruining my voice for pretty much the next 4 days until Christmas morning. So, again, all these images and sounds, I realize not everyone has good memories of Christmas and not everyone celebrates Christmas. Certainly a healthy percentage of people out there who have other holidays. But whether you celebrate it in the same way or whether you just stay home, go to the movies.
Just a second. Harmony, the telephone's for you.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Merry Christmas, Harmony. Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas! Santa's calling to check up on you!
What do you say, Harmony?
Thank you!
I want to make sure I've got a special gift for you in the sleigh, and I want to make sure that it's okay to bring it.
Okay.
So, I'm going to bring you a bicycle.
Yay!
Yay! Isn't that great?
Yes.
Oh, my.
We're making cookies.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited, too. But you know, you still have to be on the nice list for 4 more nights.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you do that, and you'll have a wonderful Merry Christmas morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Harmony, you too. A Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Stuff like that is what I was talking about. Harmony is going to have an exciting, happy Christmas morning. You know, it's the parents have sort of instigated, that maybe is not the right word, but have parents are involved in this. They have are aware that we're calling. They have given us the information on what the child, this is a gift that they're okay telling the child that they'll be receiving, where yes, it's a child is you know, Harmony found out from Santa that she's going to get the bike. So the secret has been leaked from Santa, but it's at the goodwill from the parent, so it's okay. Where would you rather find out the goodwill of the news than from Santa? Running out of time. 11:52, almost 11:53 on the wake-up call. But 7 more minutes with Santa. Christmas. I'm calling to speak with Miles. Is he there?
Yes, he is. He's been awaiting this phone call. Hold on just a minute. Hello, Santa. Here he is.
Hello?
Miles, do you know who this is?
Santa.
Oh, you knew right away. Oh, my. Something was given away. Oh, people say it's my voice. Well, Merry Christmas, almost.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm calling to check up and make sure I have the right things in the sleigh for everyone. What can I get for you?
I want stuffed animal Rudolph for a nose reindeer. And a Lego set that is Benny's spaceship from the Lego movie.
Oh, that was a good movie, wasn't it?
Thing that's also from the Lego movie that's kind of like a bulldozer wrecking ball thing that comes with the angry Unikitty. And the one that comes with the regular Unikitty. And the Star Destroy Star Wars set.
Yeah, those Legos movies, they were really good, weren't they?
Captain Toad. Treasure Tractor.
Yeah, we can put a Lego set in the sleigh for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that.
All right. Hey, can I ask you, can you leave me some food out for Christmas Eve?
Leave some what?
Leave some food out for me on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Leave out something that's one of your favorites. Doesn't matter what it is. I eat everything. That's how I got my big belly. All right?
He handed it off to his mom.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to the family.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you,
Santa. Oh, you're welcome.
Stay flying.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we're near the end. That Drew Thompson. Ready for his show. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Christmas, Bella, and Zoe, and Liv.
Yes.
Everybody, the whole family. Hi.
We're all here.
Oh, that's the way I like it. Everybody all together makes such a fun Christmas. Well, what can I get everybody on the big day?
A cotton candy maker.
Cotton candy maker.
Oh, my. You know those are bad for your stomach, and I know because I have one.
A flicker carver.
Oh, well, I'll see if I have one of those in my sleigh.
A bean bag.
A fuzzy bean bag?
Yes.
Ooh. That must be for Zoe.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember that. Let's see what I have here on my list. I think, Liv, I think I'm going to bring Zoe a fuzzy beanbag. Liv, maybe an art easel? You're the artist in the group. I think an art easel would help you. How's that for a Christmas present?
What do you want for Christmas?
What does Santa want for Christmas?
Yes.
I want a vacation. Oh, my. And Bella. What could we get for Bella? Bella. What would Bella like?
An iPhone.
Oh, my goodness. Those are dangerous. An iPhone. You just keep your head down and you stop seeing where you're walking. And next thing you know, you have a knot on your head.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see what I can do, though. But that means I also have to get you a helmet that you wear like you would if you were riding your bike.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I want to wish a Merry Christmas to everyone in the family, Bella and Zoe and Liv and everybody at the house, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right.
Bye, Santa.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my. And there you go. Another Christmas show comes and goes. All right, everybody, so Merry Christmas. That's Dems Purdue, Drew Thompson up next. I hope your travels are safe, your holidays, however you celebrate them, are enjoyable. Lee Channing here next week. Drew Thompson up next.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong and Max Cecilia Struther. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.